Please, it is important at this time that for every one of us, we look at our emails, our WhatsApp messages when the meeting is moved to 6 a.m. so that we are well prepared to know when to come to Zion. And the reason why meetings are moved to 6 a.m. is not going to be regularly, occasionally, when I know that the 5 a.m. is a must come meeting for everyone that appeared at the midnight. I will probably want them to have some more time to sleep, especially when we finish very late. In the midnight hour, God, who is interested in our children, begin to direct us to deal with the troubler of our Israel. And I am persuaded that everything and anything that decided to trouble any of our children has been troubled. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, if the devil cannot touch what God has given to us in our children, it will not take us off course, distract us, or take us away from running the race of life. If we cannot add anybody any load of concern that you and I are not supposed to carry, it will probably not have been able to mess with us in any way. So our children, they are God's gift to us. And they are very, very important in our lives. And I choose not to take lightly those privileged gifts that God has given to us. And therefore, every time that the enemy tried to mess with those children, evil will trouble the habitation of the wicked. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because what the enemy wants to trouble is what belongs to God. The Bible says that children are the heritage of the Lord. Children are the heritage of the Lord. Children are the heritage. They are the heritage of the Lord. Children are the heritage of the Lord. They do not belong to the devil. They are not given to the devil. Children are the heritage of the Lord. Children are the heritage of the Lord. When they brought a case to me yesterday, and they said a child did not sleep, was sleeping, and immediately they told me that that child woke up in the night and said, "I want a pencil." They gave him the pencil. And after about a few minutes, that child began to make a noise, was unsettled. And I said to the mother, I said, "The devil shot an arrow at that boy." I said, let God show me what actually took place. And I saw an individual. And I saw that the thumb and the forefinger was where they attacked that child. Konoju, there was no sign there. A child that was playing can stay off for 24 hours, for about 12 hours crying. Because the enemy tried to trouble that child. I told the people who are mothers, are parents, I believe that if anybody needs to be spiritual, you are to be spiritual because you are in charge of what belongs to God. God puts you in charge. He calls you responsible. He puts in your care what is precious to Him. And you don't know how to fix it yourself. But the one who placed such responsibility in your hand is the Almighty God that will give you what you need, beloved, to stand for your children. And in this commission, the Most High God will open the eyes of every parent in this place that will stand for our children. Lord, in the daytime and in the nighttime, we see a man like Elijah. Elijah will say unto Gehazi in the spiritual responsibility as a father to the son. Elijah will say unto Gehazi, he said, did this my eyes go with you? When Gehazi decided to go and take gift from Naaman, and there was a transference of leprosy that was associated to that gift, his boss said, don't take this gift. He said, my boss, no, a man that brought such a gift to go just like that. He didn't know that his master knew what he didn't know. But children respect and expect us to know what they do not know. That is why we are parents. He warned Gehazi. Beloved, but Gehazi decided not to listen. Gehazi decided to think he was smart and go behind the closed door and do the undoable. His boss said, did not my eyes go with you? Didn't my eyes really go with you? I saw you. Did not my eyes go with you? This morning, as we magnify the Most High God who gave us that responsibility for the gift and also give unto us the divine grace, the divine wisdom, the divine capacity, supernatural enablement to be able to stand, He gave us, beloved, the option to know all things. He said, you need not someone to teach you, but the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. The word of the Lord said, the anointing that you have received abides. And this option teaches all things. The anointing that you have received abide. The anointing 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 which you have received abide. Jesus depended on Mary. Jesus walked into the room where there were, where activities were going on, the celebration of a wedding. He, like any other person, even like his mother, saw that the wine was running out. He saw that the wine was running out like any other person would have seen it. Beloved, but he didn't know that it's time to do miracles is just that moment. The word of the Lord in John chapter number 2. We saw without a shadow of doubt how the mother of Jesus, that is what creates ignorance in some people, in some religion, and they worship Mary. We saw the mother of our Savior who understood what she had treasured in her heart. We saw what he did. He came to Jesus. He said, "Son, the wine is running out. Don't you know when you check what your kids brought from school, you check the papers, you get it ready on Monday morning and you say there's a meeting, there's a parents meeting at a particular time. You are all set and you are all ready for your children. But there are times that they don't hand you the paper and you don't know because you didn't even bother to go into their school bag to check what they came to school with. Because there's reliance on the fact that if I can shake this boy or this guy might have played on, if I shake the papers, I will see what the teacher put there. But if you came back from work yourself and you are all tired, and you don't even remember, you are just trying to find your level to get to bed, it is possible that we don't know what they came back to from school with. But Mary's eyes and ears and heart was all out for the one that God has given to him to have. Why? Because Mary had treasured the word of the Lord in her heart. She carried what was told her over time, over season, without, beloved, doubting, because it was looking forward to the moment of the performance of the Lord. This morning, I want us to know that God, whether you already have a child, or you are waiting to have a child, or you are already beloved, you are still single. One day, you will be married. One day, you will also have your own children. One day, you will carry them in your hands. And beloved, I said to people, that is a responsibility. That is your pastoral duty. That is a pastoral function. Because for the pastor, the Bible says you must know your flock. A good shepherd, we know their flock. And you might say, Pastor Ellen is the pastor, but you are the pastor of your children in your own house. You don't know your flock because of what the teacher tell you in school. I don't know you by what you tell me. He said, I must know my flock. A shepherd knows his flock. Always completely alert. Always looking forward. Jesus himself was bold to boldly say that he knew his own sheep as he is the shepherd of Israel. In John chapter number 10, Jesus came and said, verily, verily, I said to you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep, the legitimate owner. He doesn't need to peep. He does not need to come through the corners. He knew who his sheep was. He said to him, even the porter opened, and the sheep hear his voice, and he called his own sheep by name and leaded them. He called them. He leaded them. He called them. He leaded them. He can only lead them because it's a sheep, it's a shepherd that knows where they ought to go. What a man does not have, he cannot give it. Do I honor you, beloved? I have been privileged by mercy of God shown to me to raise people, beloved, in my life when I don't even know what I'm doing myself. Beloved, if I were to listen to what they tell me, I would never have been able to do anything. My father died when I was very young and left me with the responsibility for five people that even when I was a child myself, I don't know what to do. But God was merciful to me for making me a Christian. So I learned that I don't have the experience. I always tell my dad, why are you having all these children? Are you not satisfied with me? He said to me, I never asked you to help me to raise them. My father was the first Christian. When he told me he was going home, I don't understand what it means to go home. I didn't know it was death. But beloved, the man that has bred over season, over time, left me with a responsibility. I don't know, because all the people that I've seen grown in my house, they abandoned us and they left. Actually, they want to kick us out of the house. I remember starting off a lot of noise among my own siblings. They will tell me, you love me. Somebody, one of them will say, I don't love her more than the way I love other people. I remember I was shaking on the inside and on the outside. I don't know what to do. So what I've come to take care of without any training. They didn't tell me ahead of time that this is a responsibility that I must handle. I remember people going to put themselves in expensive school that I can't afford, and they were already in school expecting me to pay the fees. I don't know what to do. I remember looking at the various characters and I said, God, I am a Christian, but if I don't know what to do with these people, a mercy of God located me as I begin to say to the Lord, what must I do? Teach me. A man can have nothing except that which has been given unto him by God. A man can have absolutely nothing except what Jehovah has given to him. So whatever we have has been given to us by God in the wisdom, in the knowledge, in the understanding, in the know-how has been given to us by God. Don't dare make a mistake and say that somebody has ever been married, somebody has ever had a child. You do not know their history. You don't know their dealings. You don't know how God has raised them. Beloved, you do not know. When God put you in a place under a leadership, beloved, God put inside of those leaders everything that makes them to become your leader. God put your children under you and invested in you everything that you need to know what to do in every season. For a man can have nothing except it has been given unto him by God. What you have has been given to you, but what God has given that is unknown is as good as not having what God has given to us. John chapter 3, verse 27. Very clear. Jesus himself said later on, he said, no man can come unto me unless the Father draws them. The shepherd of all shepherds, he said to us, beloved, we must pray a prayer that will change your life forever this morning in obedience to the divine instruction. I remember a number of years ago, as I spoke to one of the mothers on this altar, a 14-year-old people, the woman will report her children to me and say that they are behaving like this, they are behaving like this, and, you know, we pray. And on the prayer line, the Lord just opened my eyes. I saw two things. They were sleeping with people around. I see them doing drugs. The woman, I called her and said, your kids are doing drugs. She said, no, Pastor, no. They don't go out there in the house. But look, I see them in the phone booth. I said this morning, I'm speaking about your children. I have never met them, but this is what they're doing. She said, no, Pastor, no. She's so much trusted. Beloved, until the problem became unmanageable and I went into that home and I confronted those kids. And not only were they doing those very intelligent kids, the enemy wanted to trouble the household, decided to trouble their children. More mature than what man their parents could think. So your children can introduce themselves to you. You cannot assume that this is who they were. You cannot assume that you know what their issue is. There are deeper things that goes on that God wants us to deal with so that our own children will not be used against us. To take us off course, to make us to detour, or to put on us a heavy burden and a load that we do not need to carry. To take us to a season of being distracted. Because when your kids are troubled, it is like a trouble that the devil gives everybody in the house. The devil will not be able to give you any trouble all throughout the days of your life over your children in the mighty name of Jesus. A few scriptures I need to read. I'm beloved. Jesus said, I am the sheep. I am the shepherd. He stood up as a shepherd. He said, it was the shepherd. Beloved, that the doorkeeper opens the door to the shepherd of the sheep. Jesus said, the sheep themselves, they hear the voice of the shepherd. And he calls his own sheep by name. He knows them enough to call them by name, by their name. Who name a sheep? Can a sheep name itself? Beloved, because the one that called them by the name is the one that called them to come. The word of the Lord, he called them by name, and he provided the leadership to his own sheep. He leads them. And when he has brought out all of the sheep, he goes ahead of them. He doesn't lead them to where he has not been. He goes ahead of them. Somebody said yesterday or so, they ask, have you tasted the food that you are giving to your child? He said, me, I can't taste that food. Why are you giving it? If you ate that food enough, not to want to taste it. Why are you giving it? That is just the natural way of man, that we want to tell our children to go to where we cannot go, to do the things that we know we cannot do. There are repentance that I have to repent and say to God, my children must not treat me in the way that I behaved when I was younger. Because that would be disaster. God has to show me mercy. Because if I told them to go to where I have not been, it will be a sin. He leads and they follow. So much is dependent on the parents, as so much is dependent on the shepherd, because they become the role model. They follow his leadership. They follow his example. It was the mirror that they looked at. They took the step in the direction that he took. If they dishonor God, it's because they have seen somebody do it. But if a child, in the same way of the shepherd going in a particular way, and the sheep decided to go off course, the shepherd has the shepherd role. And the shepherd role that we have this morning is not a king. Because there is a race of destiny that our children have got to run. It's not by assumption. It is by divine direction. And it takes those who know it to introduce their children to their own destiny. And when you introduce your kids to their destiny, beloved, because God has introduced you to what he wants them to do, what you see is that the rest of your years in life is a time of rest. But I have seen parents contending with their own children even when they stumble into their moment of destiny, because it doesn't look like what they love and what they think. It doesn't look like what their friends will applaud. Coming into ministry in 1989, I was like a disgrace to my own mother. She told me very clearly, this is not what I thought. You are the firstborn of this family. We are all looking up to you. Your brother, your sisters, every one of them, I believe that they are doing what you are doing right now. They will do it in the future. So you cannot. She had forgotten that with her own mouth, she made a covenant with God. When she was pregnant with me and she came, they found her 2 days after she had been under a trailer in an accident. And nobody knew she was under the trailer. Beloved, and she made a vow with me on the inside of her. I said to God, if you will just but rescue me, this child will serve you. She had forgotten, but the one that she made a vow to for God. Beloved, she did not forget. She told me, and beloved, that was not her expectation. I don't come to fulfill your expectation. I come to fulfill Apple's instruction about my life. What we have to know about vow is that the Holy Spirit will provoke you to make the right vow according to the Apple's decree. She has forgotten. Now I saw how many times in my drunken state, in my behavioral, completely horrific state, how God has preserved my life. When the trailers were meant, when they swing in a corner and they were meant to crush me, I escaped. I was fully loaded with alcohol in my system. But God preserved my life. They took me to prison while walking in the bank. Beloved, because they came to come, then somebody used something for my manager. And they took out the money and took money from our strong room. And the army and the police came and rounded us up. When I was meant to be silent and stay in the prison for life for what I don't know, God rescued me. When my guarantor refused to come and bail me and said he would not go to the prison, he would not go and go and bail out a thief, God sent men to rescue me from that prison, because I don't know anything, but I know how to what I think I was having that was a good life. God's hand, beloved, was upon my life to show me mercy, to rescue me, to keep me. This morning, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the hand of the Lord that is mighty, the hand of the Lord that is gracious, the hand of the Lord that does valiantly, the hand of the Lord that protects, the hand of the Lord that preserves, the hand of the Lord that keeps that which is committed into him, the hand of the Lord that sustains, the hand of the Lord that delivers, the hand of the Lord that rescues from adversity, the hand of the Lord that secure the Lord of men, the hand of the Lord that planted and established our daughters according to divine details of God concerning them. That hand of Jehovah shall be strong. That hand of Jehovah shall be mighty. That hand of Jehovah shall be gracious. That hand of Jehovah shall rest upon our children this morning. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. My mother had forgotten. But at the fullness of time, God made me to see what has been written about me. And she was contesting and contending that was not what I was meant to be doing. She didn't know that God spoke to me at the Muritala Airport, what I'm doing today. He told me about the Jesus, what I would do before then. So coming to me at that time, of destiny, there is a loss in his camp. So he contested. He contended. He made me to go. They raised me well, but he made me to go in another direction. Working with men that influenced my life. What I've never done at all with my parents. They don't allow me to go to party. I now go to work in the bank. I begin to do those things. Party from Friday to Sunday. From different states and different places. I was toiling and playing with them, but God showed me mercy. The shepherd knows the sheep. The shepherd knows what he has written about the sheep. And that is what God must tell you this morning. Because he put you and I in that shepherd's day. For me, as a spiritual shepherd, as you are a parental shepherd, God wants me to know you. God wants me to know what he has put in my care. God does not want me to know you by guesstimate or by assumption. God wants me to encourage your destiny. God wants me to know what he has planted in you. God wants me to release you in the direction that he has written about you. God wants me to encourage you to raise your race of destiny, even when you don't look like it. God wants me to be able to discern the time. He wants me to be able to discern the season. If somebody has ever discerned the time and the season and give me an opportunity, I would never have known what was on the inside of me. Jesus said that a stranger will cannot follow. He said they will recognize my voice. When he has brought out his own sheep, he goes before them. And the sheep follow him. Because they know his voice. They follow him because they know his voice. His voice was authoritative, but yet comforting. His voice was authoritative, but yet directive. His voice was authoritative, but yet it has assurance. His voice was authoritative, but they know that he knows where he was taking them. Because he had gone ahead of them. His voice was authoritative, but his voice still saved. His voice was authoritative, but it was yet friendly. His voice was authoritative, but that voice of the Lord was the voice of the shepherd. It was protective. His voice was authoritative, but his voice was defensive. His voice was authoritative, but it was not abusive. His voice was authoritative, but beloved, it was with knowledge. His voice was authoritative, but it was yet with insight. His voice was authoritative, but he had hindsight. His voice was authoritative, but he knows where the green pasture is. So he has foresight on where to take them. His voice was authoritative, but it was with divine envisionment. a stranger's voice. When they hear the voice of a stranger, they will not follow the stranger because, beloved, they do not know his voice. The voice of a stranger does not sound right. Every power anywhere that has turned your voice in the hearing of your children to become a strange voice that made them to resist you, to rebel against you, to deny you, not to submit to your leadership, not to submit to your instruction, not to submit to your direction, not to walk according to divine order that you know has been written above them. I decree every manipulative enemy converting your children to become your enemy, making you to sound like a stranger in the life of your enemy, I command that satanic voice today to drown by fire. I silence that voice of darkness. By life, I signed it for life. I command it to be silent for life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So when you are dealing with voices, when your kids are behaving inappropriately, beloved, a number of things is going on. What do you know about your children? Is it what they told you when you go to the parents' night? Is this what they told you by the children that are behaving like a chameleon that will behave one way and will do one thing, beloved, that they don't mean? And beloved, they will say what they do, but beloved, what they told you was a lie. They put you in between themselves and their teacher. They bring you confusion. And you are wondering, this was not what I know. This is not what I know. What has taken place? I decree every strange voice that any child has been hearing that is confusing their destiny, taking them off course in the race of life, opening them up to satanic influences and demonic attacks and satanic assaults. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I silence the voice of that stranger. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I wonder the type of voice that I was hearing. That one day I opened a paper, rolled the paper in the kitchen, and I lighted that paper. I tried it on. And I put it, I don't even know. I want to find out how smoke comes out in the nose when the people put cigarettes in the mouth. The voice that made me to try what could have killed me, what could have ruined me, because I followed God 100%. When I followed, beloved, alcohol, it was 100%. When I followed my own thing, it was 100%. I would have followed secret. I would have followed it from the paper in the kitchen to follow it to buy number of packets a day. I would have followed it to take the drug. I would have followed it to do cannabis. Beloved, for mercy stood in for me. As soon as the first smoke was going to come through my mouth, I was coughing. My father came and saw me in the kitchen, gave me a double slap. He beat cigarettes out of my life because he said, my daughter will not have been smoking. Something is wrong. What is smelling? Why is she coughing uncontrollably? I didn't know that they don't leave it in their mouth for long and take it in. I sucked the thing in. It was almost going to allow blood to come from my nose. And I could not stop coughing. The man saw me. My father, he beat me. An unbeliever beat the devil out of me. He didn't fear me. If I was going to die that day, he doesn't care. Because what has never happened in my family was what I did. I wish that drinking when I was at home, maybe they would have gotten the devil out of me too. Because, but beloved, my father drink alcohol. So maybe his hand will have been tight. I saw my father drinking alcohol. So where he has been, he can't tell me not to go there because, but he has not taken cigarettes. So he could beat cigarettes out of me for what you are taking yourself. You cannot beat it out of your own children. If we disrespect God, dishonor God ourselves, we cannot take dishonor and disrespect from our own children. So what we need is God, show me mercy. Take away from my children anything that is not written according to your divine agenda, according to your divine purpose, according to the race of life, anything that will be detrimental to their destiny, to their running the race of life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, remove it from their life. Do not let it prosper. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, a good shepherd, a true shepherd. David taught us what shepherding means in his pastoral work. Beloved, when you see the church falls to stop men, beloved, if you don't have the calling, beloved, you will throw them out in no time. But what we have to do is to know that they were sheep because they needed a shepherd. They were children because they needed the parental leadership. They needed a parent that understood what has been written concerning them. They needed a parent that must show them to where they were ought to go. They needed a parent that must guide them. Whether it is one singular parent or double parent, a father and a mother, they just needed somebody that they can feel safe with. They needed somebody that is authoritative, somebody that they can discern his voice, and they can have that voice, beloved, to speak of honor and respect to them, to talk to them when they were wrong and to correct them and rebuke them. They are somebody who will have the rod of the Lord in their mouth, the word of the Lord that does not always pamper us, the word of the Lord that is profitable even for teaching. The word of the Lord is also the voice of the Lord. The Antigagalibus Auto, Antigagalibus Auto, Isopia Atuati. The word of the Lord is profitable, beloved, in all things. It's profitable for divine instruction. God's word, beloved, that he has given to you and I, is profitable for guidance. Beloved, but when you guide with the word that you have never done, what you have never done and where you have never been, the word that you disobey yourself, beloved, when you are guiding other folks and other people to follow the path that you have never gone, you don't expect it to work. Because you don't know that what you have never seen that one work yourself. Beloved, so you do not have expectation according to the word of the Lord. I pray this morning. I am sick and tired of having the children out. I am sick and in pain of having the children's destiny messed up. I am unhappy, and God knows, of having our children endangered because of our ignorance. I am completely angry of seeing the devil messing with the life of noble children, with the life of children that is our star for tomorrow. Therefore, I stand on this altar as the servant of the Most be as they make themselves to be, not to be accountable or they make themselves. Lord, to come under my covering, beloved, I can't go and force them in. I have to know those that the Father has given to me. Even some people, they are a relief. They are a relief for me. Because your shepherd voice, your parental voice, was meant to be acknowledged, was meant to be recognized, was meant to be identified by your own children. Everything that manipulates your voices to your children, that turned you to an enemy rather than to their friend, that turned you to become, that make you sound to them as their agent rather than the ones that care, as the one that wants to bring them down rather than the one that wants to see them nurtured and raised in the pathway of destiny. Every demonic manipulator and configurator of darkness that makes your voice to sound odd in the hearing of your children, today I sentence them to death in the mighty name of Jesus. I command that demonic voice, whether it is programmed from their foundation, whether it is acquired from their friends, whether it is acquired from the environment, whether it was acquired from the culture, from the tradition in and around us, whether it was acquired from the stars of today, from the manipulative influences of darkness, even through the media, today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I sentence those illegal voices to God's arrest. I arrest those voices and I command them to get out of the lives of our children in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to know that your children, provided God brought you here, they are my own children. So I am responsible to see to it that, beloved, as the same way that I was done as a pastor and as a shepherd to you, I am responsible under God to see that no one touches those children of yours. As the word of the Lord says, Jesus Christ, who is our great shepherd, John chapter number 10, beloved, he told a simple story. They didn't understand it. They had no idea what he was talking about. He said, I will be explicit then. I am the gate for the sheep. Those others are all to no good. They were sheep stealers, every one of them. But the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out. The man at the gate is a powerful man. He can say, I allow something in and I allow something not to come in. It means a man that walks with divine authority, that walks with divine power. The king must go through him. The people from the grassroots and from the grassroots, they must go through him. As a parent, as a shepherd, you have the right to stand before God and say, God, this devil is no longer permitted to come and connect with my child. This flock that has a negative influence, a profitable influence that you have shown me, is not permitted to connect themselves unto my children. This sickness and these influences of darkness is not permitted to come near me. Jesus said that you as a parent, you are the gatekeeper. That is why you have the authority. The word of the Lord said it. It said it. Other folks could be sheep stealers. They were were interested in wasting our sheep. They were interested in preventing our children from living according to the divine plan of God for their life. Therefore, I stand by the authority of God. This morning, I arrest every sheep stealer, every satanic, demonic operation and manipulation that wants our children to stay out of covering and to be exposed even to manipulation of the devil, to be exposed to satanic invasion, to be exposed to the attackers and the assaulters. This day, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bring that demonic spirit, that satanic stealer of destiny and stealer of life, stealer of businesses and careers of every child in this commission from day 1 to year 99. I bring you under arrest in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So a shepherd has to cause the arm robber of life, an arm robber of destiny, documented or presenting himself as sickness, presenting themselves as negative attitudes, presenting themselves in our children as pride, so small, but yet they talk big talk. Beloved, so completely ignorant, but yet they assume knowledge. Pridefulness. Because God receives the proud and gives grace to the humble, they were the enemies that crept in into our children. That they must lose their grip this morning. The enemy, the arm robber of life, is unteachable spirit. It is that rebellion against authority. It is blindness against the truth. Because what they have is the fact, the word of the Lord, that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. But they were blind against the truth, against the real truth that was about their life. So they have been a tampered with. They seem to have been caged in their mind. They have been affected and afflicted and troubled. Therefore, I arrest every manifestation of the stealer, the killer, of the destroyer, destructive evil oppression and manipulation, invasion of darkness, represented or manifested as sickness, as satanic attack, as demonic plague, as pridefulness, unteachable spirit, rebellion, blindness against the truth, satanic imprisonment in their mind, limitation in their careers. This morning I bring it under arrest in the mighty name of Jesus. A blind man wouldn't know whether the color is yellow or the color is green. Every color looks at the same. Everything that they see is from their own perspective. I remember in my days when I come back home on Sunday, I've traveled to town. I can take any car that I like where I was staying. Nobody knows. I know when the people I'm staying with will come back home. I have seen time that I created, beloved, on the way to our house, a lot of traffic because the cars are tightly packed together and I don't know how to park. So if I struggle for a few minutes, I can't see anything else. I just leave the car there, go inside and go and sleep. So the people that need to drive their own car across will come and make noise in our house. And beloved, I am the oldest in that house. Nobody else could drive. So and I'm sleeping. So the kids will give them the key and say, come on, she's already sleeping. They helped me to park the car where it was meant to be. The people I was staying with, they will come back and the car is in place. They didn't know where I've been. Many of us, we don't know how smart our children are, where they have been, what they have dabbled into. And we are waiting for them to be introduced by their teacher. We are waiting for kids to introduce themselves to you. But God is the one that knows those kids who can introduce you to them, introduce them to you, who can make your voice to be heard, who can make your voice to be submitted to, who can make your voice to be powerful, to work authoritatively, beloved, but yet friendly, but yet protected, but yet defensive, but yet assured, but yet with divine direction, that can make your voice to be trusted, to be one that can lead them right and teach them right and tell them the way that they ought to go. Therefore, I decree and declare by the power that is in the name of Jesus, I decree everything that has been configured in the hearing of your children to become the voice of an hater, to become the voice of an opposition, to become the voice of a resistance, to become the voice of a showstopper, of a barrier mold. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command those things, even those operations of the devil, to be broken in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, what you have to see is said, the voice of a stranger. There were the voices of the higher hand and the higher lead. It was the voice of the devil. That is what Jesus was teaching us in this scripture. He said, I will tell you, I will be completely direct, I will be completely straight with you, because you do not understand what I'm talking about this shepherding. Beloved, and Jesus begins to say, all that ever is that I am the gates. Anyone that goes through me will know that I care. He said, all those others are to no good. They were sheep stealers. They were armed robbers. They were thieves. They were thieves. Beloved, he said, the sheep does not go to those who will steal their destiny. They were not meant to go with the armed robber. They were not meant to go with destiny stealers. They were not meant to go with life killers. They were not meant to yield with influences of darkness. Jesus said they only listen to the voice of the true shepherd. They will not listen even to the voice of the enemy, the voices of the insect that told me to go and light a secret, the voices that made me to go out on Friday from place to place and come back on Sunday night. I don't show up at work on Monday. They don't know where I've been. In my office, I feel a good girl. But they didn't know that I have not slept on my own bed from Friday, that I only came from home on Sunday night, because I know that my uncle will be back by 4 o'clock every Sunday. So I make sure I enter the house before 2 o'clock. I know the game. I decree and declare every voice of stranger that has an intention to steal, to kill the destiny of our children, to derail our children and take them off course of their career, to take them off course even of their own pursuit of destiny, to take them to a detour in life, to take in the mighty name of Jesus, that voice of the devil, I command it to be silenced in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of the Lord said there was a voice of the stealer. were not in favor of destiny. There were voices that is contrary to sailing on the highway of the road of destiny. Beloved, therefore, every one of those demonic voices that the enemy has made to sound like the voice of a friend, that the enemy has manipulated to sound like a voice of divine direction, to sound like a voice that makes them to become even assured, a persuasive voice of darkness that lure our children into habits that are destructive, and that open them up to sickness and to harassment, that open them up to negativity in life. I silence such voices in the mighty name of Jesus, whether it's in a day old child to a 99 years old child. Every demonic voice of the torrent taking a detour, taking a diversion, that divert the star of everyone, any one of our children in this commission that traded with their tomorrow today to in the mighty name of Jesus. I command such demonic voices to be silenced now in the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone who goes to me will be careful. We freely go in and out and find pasture. Anyone will find pasture, provided they come to me. They will feed on a green pasture. They will locate a refreshing place. They will locate destinies, beloved, that makes them to be fruitful. They will ever be productive. They will ever be achieving. They will ever be comforted. They will be stable. They will be assured. I decree and declare every voice is contrary to divine assurance, contrary to divine protection, contrary to the divine achievement, contrary to divine even help, contrary to divine refreshing, contrary to the voice of divine answer, contrary to the voice of divine stability, contrary to the voice of divine creativity, contrary to the voice of divine establishment. And at one time, or in still being hearing as we speak, in the life of any child, I command those voices of darkness, sponsored by the devil, I command them to be silenced in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Because they are the voice of armed robber, a thief is only there to steal, to kill, and to destroy. To steal destiny. To rob them of what heaven has written of them. And destiny stolen, make their life worthless, make the individual susceptible to face the sentence of death continually. Death already to the destiny that was not ours, that they do not have. Beloved, destruction. Because it means that they were empty. They were people that lived, but yet they were no more because they have been separated from what gives them content, from what gives them value, from what gives their life meaning. I decree and declare every sentence of the stealer of life, every sentence of the killer of life, every sentence of the destroyer of destiny against our children, I command it to backfire on those who make those sentences. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Sophia, Atuade, and the Libros Ode, in Susia, Atuade, and the Portugues Atuade, in Sophia, Atuade, and the Portugues Atuade, in the mighty name of Jesus, it said, I came so that they can have real and eternal life. More and better life than they ever dreamed of. I can, every parent will want better life. Many of you, you have gone through some funny schools in life. So you put your best at ensuring that your kids get admission to the best of schools. To within what was missing in your life. Beloved, you want to pour it onto your children because you believe that they were not ordinary children. You make sacrifices. You do without so that your children can have even more. That was what a good shepherd must do. A good shepherd put the needs of the sheep ahead of the risk of our own life, of the risk of his own life. So you will see a David. He will say, when I saw the bear coming and I saw the lion coming, I ran against them and I beat them down. He said, the same God that gives the life of the bear and the life of that lion into my hand, he will give the life of the Goliath and even into my hand also. He saw Israelites. He saw them as the sheep. The Israelites were the sheep of God. He said, I am the shepherd. Saul was an iron man. The brothers of David, the army of Israel, they back off in the time of trouble. But beloved, he took responsibility because he had taken responsibility before, even for ordinary sheep. He says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep. And my own sheep know me. It's the same way the Father knows me and I know the Father. I put the sheep before myself, sacrificing myself if necessary. You need to know that I am all the sheep in addition to those in this bed. I need to gather them and bring them to. They also recognize my voice. Then it will be one flock. One shepherd, this is why the Father loves me, because I freely lay down my own life, so I am free to take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own free will. I have the right to lay it down. I also have the right to take it up again. That was the voice of the shepherd. Willingly, evenly. You are not giving to your children because you are doing them a favor. You are not giving to them so that you can knock them. Beloved, the truth of the matter is, when you give to your children from your heart, you are helping yourself. You are helping your destiny. If I don't give from my heart in serving you, I hate myself. It means that I am hateful towards my own self. Because in giving my best, in making myself willing, as the Lord, what is it that makes me willing to do his will? As the opportunity to serve you is an opportunity for divine discoveries of what I do not know was really there. Beloved, so you do not know what you are made up of. If you will get yourself this morning right with God, and you will let God show you what he has invested in you, so that you can serve your children well. Beloved, you will help yourself. You will help your destiny. You will help all that is around you, because it was just God's platform of making what destiny has. He has written about you, the content and the detail of your life, to become manifest. It doesn't matter how small a woman is. When they get married and they have children, there is a divine know-how that searched through their life. Sarah was never taught about from anybody, but heaven becomes the teacher of Sarah. I want you to pray to the Lord. Lord, locate me by your mercy. Teach me how to raise my children. It's not that somebody wrote a book, raising children. Your child is not like the child next door. The word of the Lord is the master for luminous book of life that will show you the how. Beloved, it is not the letter. It is the spirit that gives life. The spirit will expose what you need to know. It says the spirit of the Lord will teach you all that you need to know. You are said to the Lord, I don't know that child. my sheep. Lord, show me every detail that I need to know about the children that you have given to me. So pure unto the heart. Oh, nege kekutoso, dear sword. Ella, pure us through the old. Lord, that I will know my sheep beyond the forms, beyond the behavioral pattern, beyond even their preaching. Lord, give me supernatural, divine knowing of the children that you have given to me. Joshua knew his children. Joshua said, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord, because he knows what is in his household. You are saying, Lord, what is going on in this household that the enemy has programmed, that is ready to manifest? What is it that I need to know what I don't know, but that is going on under my roof, but I do not know? What is it that the enemy has planted that was meant to steal even my children's destiny? What is the demonic arrangement that was distorted, that the enemy has programmed against these good gifts that you have given to me? Expose them to me. Expose them to me. Anything in my children that could trouble their life, that could trouble their destiny, that could affect them now and trouble their tomorrow, Lord, uncover it. Lord, and destroy it. Uncover it and destroy it. Whatever has been programmed in the foundation of my children that could trouble them, a shed of death, expose it. Lion of the tribe of Judah, expose it. Lord, judge in this body every arrangement of darkness against any child in this commission. Every trouble that is cooked up by the enemy in the night time, every arrow of the wicked, every demonic plague and pestilence programmed to trouble any child in this commission, I command your exposure. I bring you into judgment. I command your exposure. I bring you into judgment. I command your exposure. I bring you into judgment. In the mighty name of Jesus, it disappear as to the side. Oh, negate kusodo. Oh, disappear as to us. In the name of Jesus. Jesus said, I am the gate to the sheep. I manage what goes in, who goes in, and who goes out. Anything that is connecting themselves to your children, that is contrary to your word, that is contrary to the word of the living, because they were not gate. So you have the right to discharge and cut off from the life of your children every negative influences. You have the right to tell the stealer, the killer, the destroyer, the pride that he has sponsored, the sickness that he has sponsored, the beloved, the blindness against the truth that the enemy has sponsored against your children, that make you to look like an enemy than a friend. You have said every lie that has been programmed, every sickness that was programmed, it was obvious. The word of the Lord said in Matthew chapter number 14, it said, when man is sleeping, a state of sleep is a state of inactivity. A state of sleep is the state that sleeps, that goes above the night. Is that when man sleeps, his enemy came and planted a bad seed. Those children, they were good seed given to us by God. Beloved, what you have said, no, you can no longer carry on. I pull kids right now, is that with you? Take their picture, anything, their clothes, anything you can touch in your own home. You have said, I shake off every devil that attached itself to my children, every arm robber of destiny, every stealer of life, every sickness, every unteachable spirit, every rebellious spirit, every spirit of the opponent, every satanic cage, every demonic, evil sound of sadness attaching itself to my children, everything that speaks of drug, of alcoholism, demonic habits, pornography, lesbianism, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I shake you off the life of my children. I cut you off this body. I cut you off this body. I cut you off this body. Like a settlement in school, I cut you off. You cannot go through the gate. You can no longer come into the life of my children. I off. I cut you off. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cut off every demonic affliction in the life of my children. I decree you will no longer be able to associate yourself with my children. I release the fire of separation even in the life of my children now to cut off every yoke of darkness. I command the unction of the Holy Spirit. I command the release of the yoke passing anointing of God to begin to destroy every yoke of darkness now in the life of the children in this commission. In the mighty name of Jesus, set me unto her. That you are not permitted to attach yourself to the children of this commission. They want old to your 99-year-old sicknesses and shame, reproach and humiliation and embarrassment and disgrace. You are not permitted to attach yourself even to this commission or to our children now and forevermore in the mighty name of Jesus. So what you will see that the shepherd like you, the parental shepherd, offer your children the right to their destiny that you have, beloved, is to enforce the will of God and to disallow what does not look like what God told you. Because God from today will begin to open your eyes to really know the gem that he has given to you. It is said that you should pretend as if you don't see what the enemy is doing. That is not faith. Faith means that you take the battle to the enemy at the gate. Faith is not when something is wrong and you say, oh, everything is fine. What you deny, you cannot deliver your kids from. So it means that, look at you, you are the gate man. It means you allow what you refuse to accept. Sorry, what you have accepted to go through the gate. The gate to the secure place now become an insecure place because we like to deceive ourselves. That's not faith. I think faith means that you know the fact, but you override what is visible with the invisible instruction of God. Beloved, David did not pretend as if he didn't see the bear and the lion. He saw them coming. He saw, not here. He engaged his shepherd's rod by faith and saw the end of those demonic, satanic enemy that was coming. He killed it. And so when your kid is lying and you are covering them, you are not. What you have done is you allow lying to attach itself to those kids. If they lie about other things, they will lie about you tomorrow. They are just not on. Anything that does not look like Christ, it is illegal for it to connect or to affect or to be attached to the life of our children. I read a little bit of the Bible. I'm still reading it. But I've never seen that sickness is attached to Jesus. I never saw that he had any infection. I never saw that the arrow of the wicked was able to penetrate into his life. I never saw. The only statement that the Bible says about Jesus in John chapter number 2, the mother that knows everything about him, Luke has already spoken to us. When the shepherd and the angels came unto Jesus, beloved, when everybody was saying every wonderful thing about Jesus, the word of the Lord said in Luke chapter number 2, as soon the shepherds were led when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph, and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about the child. God has been speaking to them firsthand, and speaking to Joseph and Mary firsthand. But beloved, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, a matter shall be established. And beloved, when the shepherd also told them what they have heard, there was no conflict. There was no contradiction. And all who had it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherd. They probably also say, we know this, but how did you know? But beloved, there was a real mother. And said, Mary treasured all these things. Mary treasured. She kept the word of the Lord, every detail that she had about her son. She treasured all these things, pointing them in her heart. Where would it begin to treasure what matters? Beloved, when you treasure what matters about your children, beloved, it will make you to raise your children and see them rising tomorrow where it matters. It will make your children, beloved, to stand where they ought to stand when you value the word of the Lord. I lived in a home in Oxford. When I was working in Oxford and I was tired of driving every day, driving back and forth from London to Oxford every day. So I got this apartment. A lot happened to me in that apartment. The first thing that I observed was about the smartest girl in that house. Very intelligent girl. I told the mother, I treated her like my own. I was just a tenant. I treated her as my own, and I began to ask the Lord, Lord, how can I help this family? And God begins to say some details and tell me this is what you must tell the parent. I called the woman, I said, beloved, you need to adjust. This girl is very intelligent, but she's not at the level that you call her into a level of friendship that will make you to lose your authority, that makes you to be manipulated by your own child or your own child. I said, this is what I see about the future. Beloved, when you encourage your children in the wrong way, beloved, it is dangerous. So that girl in the high school at that time was doing extremely well. I was not there for long because, beloved, there are certain things that don't work for me. They saw miracle happen for me. It was in that house that I was in when they diagnosed me with cancer of the kidney. Beloved, the lady would tell me, I'm evangelical. I've gone to one church like this. What do they say in church? They trivialize the word of the Lord. They don't have respect for God. And beloved, you can't take anybody to where you have not been. What she refused to listen to at that time. A brilliant girl decided to opt out of school. Not just opted out of school, went into partnering with 40 people, pierced the nose, pierced the stomach, beloved, get into drugs. Beloved, when I look at that girl on the Facebook, beloved, in the thick place where people are doing occultic things, I have Facebook account initially because I want to monitor for children. And of the mother. And I said, look, there is a challenge that has to be addressed. But it's not that you can repay her way. It does not work. Prayer rain will not work for you if you don't connect to God. She said to me, can I help her to buy prayer rain? I said, you yourself, you need to connect to God. And a good girl became one that was stealing from her own mother because of the habit that she was in. The one that thought that prayer rain will work. Prayer rain will work for those who connect with God. She treasured prayer rain. She thought it has worked for other people. But you cannot stand against God and expect His word to work. Many years later, then she realized that this girl is causing a very terrible disgrace and humiliation. And she decided to turn her ways unto the Lord because she can't manage what she has covered. What she covered then showed up many years later, almost changing her own color because she doesn't want the people to know because she contributed to the process. If you have contributed into what you see today in your child, when you have failed to address what was meant to be addressed, and the enemy is using that against your children, I decree and declare by the virtue of the grace of God upon my life, let mercy avail for you. Against every impending decree judgment, against every impending decree assault, against every impending decree even assassinating program of the devil, against your life, against your children's life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The word of the Lord said that Mary treasured all the things and pondered on them in her heart. And the shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. Beloved strangers could possibly also know about your children what you don't know about them. And beloved, denying what the strangers told you, it's not an answer to say that I need to know how to address it. Mary treasure, if that's one of the ones she was able to nurture what she has treasured, nurture her son in the way that she has treasured what was spoken concerning him. Beloved, and so you will see, as the word of the Lord made us to see what Mary did. Mary was shepherding her own son. So the shepherd is not only the pastor. Yet Mary was leading. Mary and Joseph, they were guided. Mary and Joseph, they mirrored the example that they want to see in the life of their children. They took steps. They went with him. They will go with him to church. They will go with him even to places. They don't throw them out to go to parties on their own. Beloved, but the environment taught us, let your children meet and let them go to other people's places. And he doesn't want this thing. Last year, some sister came to me and said to me, my sister, son, has a party. Beloved, this is a child that is not yet even 15, and at a party, and they were told, and my sister told her, buy alcohol. Buy, because that boy cannot go into that place. These are Christian families. Is that that boy cannot go there? Can you please buy 4 bottles of this particular alcohol and let it go with that? And the person said to me, Pastor Eli, what is your, you know my views. You don't want to ask me. If that was the only time that you would stand up to your sister and say you have destroyed the life of your child, how would you buy alcohol to an under 18, and even if it is 18, you raise it right? If I said he wants it, but you don't have to give it, beloved, and you are now saying that somebody else should buy it who is my mature so that that guy can go to the party. Beloved, and then we are blaming the school, and then we are blaming the environment, and then we are blaming peace. And people come to church, and beloved, they are still doing what is not beneficial because they don't know their children. They don't have anything stored up. Mary has something stored up about Jesus Christ in her heart. Beloved, he took Eve to the temple. Beloved, he saw Jesus Christ. Beloved, he said when they got to the kingdom of God in judgment number 2, the guests were there and his disciples also. And the wine was running low. A boy that can be intended to deliver people from shame. And his mother said the moment of destiny is here. The moment that they must know that you are a problem solver, you are a solution provider is here. This is not a moment that you must miss. Beloved, she told him, they are just about out of wine. It's almost finished. And Jesus said, I can't help you now. He said, it isn't yet my time for miracles. So he was saying, the time I know, because the woman has engaged him much enough to know that he's a miracle worker. He said, in my time is not yet my time to change what is causing us a likelihood of causing shame. It's not yet. At least she treasured and she has instilled what she treasured instead of him. And she knows that one day she will be a miracle, he will be a miracle worker. But she said he didn't know the time, he didn't know the season. We are the ones that tell our children, it's summer, you cannot dress so completely evil, so completely all covered up like that, you'll be sweating in all time. It is winter, you can't dress without skimpy dress, it is not permitted. Jesus said to his mother, the time for me to be a miracle worker is not, but she knows, she designed the time. That was the first occasion that they came into that was planned by the enemy to cause disgrace. And it was a man that she had raised to save men from their disgrace, to release them from their shame. Beloved, the woman did not budget to argue with him, but look at his disciples. I want to introduce to you this man. You don't know him, but I raised him. You really don't know his color. You are following him. But I want you to know, whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. Your ability to experience miracle is in the obedience to whatever Jesus told you. He told them stupid things. He said, look at the somewhere of waters, where they are. And he said, use these things and use my Jews for ritual washing. Washing of hands. What has been passed to them, even by the elders, inside their own, each of them 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus ordered the servants, his disciples, fill the pots with water, and they filled them to the brim. Now fill your pitchers and take them to the oars, Jesus said. And they did. When the oars tasted the water that had become wine, he didn't know what had just happened, but the servants of course knew. He called out to the bridegroom, everyone I know brings with their finest wine, and after the guests and after a few brings a cheap stuff, but you have saved the best until now. Beloved, simply because there was somebody who has treasured the moment of destiny manifestation in our heart for too long. Somebody who can discern the time and the season for the baby that grow in their womb, for the baby that they have seen raised, for the baby that they have raised according to the divine order. I want you to say to the Lord this morning, Lord, my Father, make me, give me divine grace to discern the timing and the season, to understand the pace, Lord, the starting point of destiny, the pace that destiny must take in the life of my children. Look at poor as the desert, a surprising exode. Beloved, Mary discerned the time. Mary understood what he and she had treasured in her heart over time. She didn't send Jesus to the party alone. She didn't just give and go and send the bus and get there. She went with him. Beloved, that was the moment of the starting point of destiny for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. It was not automatic. Our mother was a guardian shepherd, a mother of presence, as a leader. Our mother could see what was going on. You have said to the Lord, lead me by your word that I can lead my children. Lead me by the divine revelation of your word that I will be able to lead my children. The appeal unto the Father according to divine ordained process for their life is superior unto the others. Beloved, there is somebody here. You don't just need your children. You are afraid. You are afraid. Your children have now become what you fear. They intimidate you in the house. This morning, I command every satanic influence that turns even a child to become an intimidator and an harasser of their parents. Today, I break that influence of darkness over the life of any child in this commission. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command freedom. I enforce freedom from every form of negative influence that taught a child to become what the parents were afraid of. Beloved, the mother of Jesus was not fearful of him. He just left him and he looked at those who doesn't know him, because he knew as far as he's concerned, the day is saved, having Jesus in that party. Beloved, he looked at those who does not know him. He introduced his own son to his followers. We are to be the one that is introducing our children to the teachers. We are to be the one that is introducing our children to those that they come around. Not that we allow those who do not know our children to influence them. Your influence over your child is important than the influence of their children. You are sent to them that to the influences of their friends. Beloved, you are sent, Lord, magnify by your divine counsel every effort of counsel, every effort of guidance, every effort of leading, input that I give to my children. Lord, let my voice be heard. Give me favor in the sight of my children. Osopia atu de zote, esosi atuale, lekutoso, ondege kekuzoto, osu ate, elapondege kosiate. Beloved, we talk about things, we call them assertiveness. There are some crazy things that take place, and we think that our children are bold, but they are rebellious. We think that they were people that can stand their ground, but they were rude. It's not assertiveness. Assertiveness that has no even inclination of humility in it. Assertiveness, beloved, at least you will see that the word of the Lord said, those who know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Beloved, Daniel chapter number 11, 32. Those who know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. If you don't introduce your children unto God, they can't know God. So their assertiveness is not coming from God. Their boldness is coming from what they know in the environment, what they learned in the television, who they saw, trying putting their choices down. Beloved, that is what they know. So that is not originated from God. Look at Jesus. He said, my time for miracle is not now, tell your children to go and help the neighbor to do something outside of your home, and they become outrageous. They think that they are doing the world a favor. Because they have not obeyed you, you have not stood in the place of parental shepherding. They walk with authority that keep off rebellion out of them, beloved. And so when they get out, they can't save the day. They cannot save the face. They humiliate them. They embarrass their parents. They won't talk to their children after because they don't want them to disgrace them. But God is changing all of that today. Those who know their God shall be strong. And they shall do exploits. What they know is what they manifest. Why don't you this morning, beloved, introduce your children to your God? Dedicate your children, bringing them under the covering of the great shepherd this morning. Giving them over, take them. You say, "Well, bow, mommy, I take my children from the hand of the iron hand. I take my children from the hand of the iron lid. I change my children from the hand of the powers of darkness that is warring against my children. I take my children this morning from the hand of the influences of darkness, from the hand of the armed robbers and the dealers of darkness. I take them back. I dedicate my children unto the living God. I dedicate my children unto the eternal God. Lusubi atua atuade. Endegeke kusoto. Usopia atuade. Elaki etua asuado. The righteous are bold as a lion. The boldness of the righteous is in their God. It's not in what environment taught them. It's not even in what the school taught them. Full school can teach them as citizens. Ignorance of behaving outside of God can make the child that does not look at their parents before come home. And they said, "I want to speak for myself." I went to see a very young girl, and I beloved, I spoke to her over the phone. Before I went to see her, I said, "It's either you do God or you do the devil. And where you are right now, you are going to help yourself by doing God." And this girl was offended. I was coming into that environment, and I saw in the hand of the girl I was there was reading, took a magazine, began to do puzzle. I said, "Even your own parents, even the people that introduced me to you, will never dare be doing puzzle in my presence." I said, "Throw this silly book, throw it in the bin. I am your parent. As long as I stand here, I stand in that spiritual parental authority over you. Throw the devil away." Emperor. Sometimes you have to embarrass them to get the devil out of them. Jesus said it is not time for miracles. Beloved, but his mother looked past beyond what he said. And he said to the people that don't deny this one is a miracle worker. Take every instruction that he said. He didn't know his timing, but I know. Now remember that God begins to say that you said I was a child of the devil. I didn't say you were a child of the devil. I said you either follow God or you follow the devil. And if you are anti-God, then it means that you have a different order. And me, I will kill that devil that wants to take a hold of you. And I said, "Look at me. You will never see me again. When you are ready for God, then call me. You think I don't have time to engage with other things? You think I have to waste my time and you are saying rubbish that you do not know?" What does it mean? Ignorance. It doesn't know nothing about the world. had already spoken and said, look, this is God, tell me. You are speaking to these people you are speaking to. You are telling me what they told you, not what you know. You are showing ignorance. Lack of understanding. Beloved, you cannot go to school and pretend it as if you know what you went to school to go and learn. If you don't have a teachable spirit, you will never learn. Other people might be embarrassed and be pastor. How can you dare do that? I do it. I told the parents without mixing words. And I said, this is completely out of order. Me, I will not buy into that kind of life. The devil that you kill now will not have to kill your children. So what was I doing? I was using the shepherd rod. I was using a farm approach. I was telling him, no, no. She said, you upset me because you told me I was following the devil. I believe in God. I said, Jesus is the only way to God. If you reject that Jesus, what you are doing is that you are rejecting God also, because there is no access to God except you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. That was telling me how God killed the son of David. I said, yes, God killed. Whatever is not of God, it is of sin. And whatever is of sin, beloved, is subject to death, because the wages of sin is death. God killed that child because David had shed the blood of other people. But God, in his mercy, he killed what will remind him of his failure in the future. And God begins to use me to say that they think, beloved, I know she became sober. Our kids are so naive, completely ignorant. So God is trusting us. Don't chicken away from your responsibility. Don't allow the devil that we must kill today to endanger the life of our children, whether they are a day old or whether they are 20 years old. Or whether they are even 24 or they are just 19, you want to kill the devil that wants to kill your children this morning. The devil that manifests, that makes them to think that they don't want to do it, they do not know, that makes them to behave, beloved, in an inappropriate way so that they come out of covering. The rod is not the stick. It is the rod of the word of God. I want us to say to the Lord, let your rod in my mouth, Lord, be effective. Lord, erase my child. Because God's word, beloved, is quick, is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides between the soul and the spirit. Before a surgical operator, a surgeon in the hospital can pull people out, they have looked at the scan. They know where the kidney is. They know where the liver is. They will not want to go into the liver and then go into the kidney. They are looking at the monitor on the screen. They are looking at what they are going to go into. They are looking at the defective organ. They say, we will remove this one. They are looking at the bone and the marrow. They are looking at the muscles and the joints. Before they know, if they want to get out a devil, a cross, a demonic defect from a particular place, they don't just say that I study medicine. I know by book what is the bone, what is the marrow. If I open this person up, I can find it. They don't open it, they look. Beloved, they continue to look. They look at the images that they've taken. They saw where the defect is, and then they applied their surgical instrument to the right place. Therefore, for the word of God to be effective, it means that heaven needs to show you defective areas, areas that need to be fixed in your children, not the one that they manifested. You are sent to the Lord beyond the area that was manifested, beyond the picture that my children are painting. Otugazate. In the mighty name of Jesus, I trust on Sunday effort. And one of the kids that the Lord has given to me, beloved, I remember when that child was very young, and beloved, very, very little. I was being trained from home. I was training the soldiers. I trained at least in a week, over a 2 week period, they would send about 14 people to me, and I set up a training in my own home, and the government was happy, nobody condemned it. But people made me afraid and said that you were training the soldier that they are reintegrating back into the society. These people, they have killed people. These people are very dangerous. They can rape you. These people can become funny to you. They take me inside of my house. I was thinking it's no longer safe to bring these people to my home. They never caused me any trouble. I was doing what I was doing with them. And beloved, I was dealing with fear. And then I asked this little girl came to deal, so I came to my house. Whatever it she did in the area of the training, I just see a cabinet fall down. And the girl slipped and went back into the room. That was the weekend. I trained Monday to Friday. I didn't come out. I repented before God. I said, God, I'm afraid. What must I do? Deal with my fear. Relieve me from the voices of negativity that want to steal from my hand the opportunity that you have given me. So that was the prayer I was praying. And the girl went back to the room. This was early hours. Woke up about 1 p.m. in the afternoon. I did not pick a thing from the floor. And when the girl came out and said, Auntie, what am I going to eat? I said, you will eat what you have pulled down. Until you fix the mess, we are not eating in this house. And Mother God, while she was picking the stuff and putting them back, and she said, have you eaten? She said, I have not eaten. But in this place, you do whatsoever Auntie told you. That girl on that day did not eat until about, maybe it was about 3 or 4 o'clock, very young girl. But you think she forgot? It's registered in her head that when you create a mess, you have to fix that mess. I won't eat myself. I will stay with you until we both fix that mess. Beloved, and that girl fixed that mess for today. Many of the people on this prayer line that whose family has, whose teenagers are facing problems, they are, she's the one I send to them. I give her their number. And I say, call this little girl for me and help me to mentor them. Call this boy and advise them on how to approach life in the university. Beloved, and that girl, when they called, they asked her to bring, when she became the best in the university, 4 girls were taken in all of England, and she was one of them. When they said they want you to bring 2 people that impacted your life into that meeting in the House of Parliament, beloved, they called me, not even a father, they called me and a mother. Why? She said that instruction of that one day. Soon and guided our life somehow. Everybody has something to contribute to your children. But if you despise the instruction of other people, you are not able to see right. Beloved, when you have your children being guided and instructed by personalities that God has placed over your life, they see beyond you. So don't hide it. Beloved, I want you to say to the Lord, let every instrument that you have to guide and to support me as I raise this child in the way of the Lord. Lord, show them to me. Connect me with them. Connect me with them. Connect me with them. Calvary. Beloved, everything was known. They did not despise it. If you despise the instruction that I given to your children, I remember asking the lady in church, beloved, I took the iPad or the phone from that child, and I said, in church, the kids are busy. You think they were reading the Bible? They were looking at their games. They were playing games in the church. And I remember taking, I collected all the phones in that particular meeting from all the children. Actually, it was the summit. And I called one of the kids apart and began to instruct him. I said, when you are in church, you do not play games. You are in the presence of the Lord. And I began to reach out to that child. And the child told me, said, well, what about that woman? Game are also an iPad. And the boy was doing game, continued to do game. I said, that cannot be so. It cannot be so. It is not possible. Sitting beside his own mother playing game. I said, it is not true. And I called that child. I didn't call the mother. Maybe the mother would have told me a lie. I called the child. I said, where is your phone? I said, I have your phone in my bag. And the child said, it's with you. I said, were you playing game on the iPad? He said, yes. I said, who gave it to you? My mother did. The mother didn't last because it can't take somebody that will correct their children. They were saving today what will bring them out of security and out of safety in the future. Beloved, when you take your kids to church and they are opening and connecting their phone, many times they are sending SMSs. They were doing rubbish. And we pay no attention to those things. We thought that we are raising kids. I want you to say to the Lord, give me a seed eye, if to know, to see beyond the natural, to see through what I need to see in order to save my children from trouble. Don't make me a supporter of the wrongs of my children. Lord, don't let make me to secure trouble today for my own children. Do not let me become the instrument that aids the destiny of my children, the handiwork of the enemy to cause my kids to be derailed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's a fear and together to us. Help me, my Father, that I'm able to help my children. Help me, my Father, that I'm able to help my children in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I don't want to forget what the pastor said to me. Tell me, I've been to this church, I've been to that church. They don't like African churches. I said, who told you that the church is Africa? It's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ for all nations. But because you don't want to be corrected, because you want to destroy the future of those kids, you can't take correction. If you are manipulating your pastors, and in the law of what I can imagine, it's not one that you will manipulate. Because those kids are important to me, and if you don't want them to line up with the word of God, you are a danger to their lives. That's why when I meet mothers that love the Lord and they want to see a future for their children, I will pour my life to support that family and see that the counsel of God stands. But when you don't have, when your child becomes the one that influences the time that you go to church, when you have to go to church, when you are looking funny in church, or when you go to meetings and they are the one that govern your manners, your mannerisms, if you don't even have manners yourself in the presence of the Lord, if you treat the house of God, beloved, like a place, like your shopping mall, beloved, it is completely dangerous. And we call it assertiveness. Confronting authorities, and you are saying that why is your own children confronting you? Beloved, I want us to say to the Lord, in any way, casa, a Susi, a Tuase, esta que é cusoso, o Sopia, a tua, esta que é Susia, onde que é cusoso, o Suase, ela pior do que Susia. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will see the word of the Lord begin to speak about Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the city of the Lord where the ark of covenant is. And Jerusalem is the type of a life of a believer, the house God, beloved, which is a type of the ark of covenant, the house, the Holy Spirit. In us, you will see Zephaniah, chapter number 3, said, woe to Ar, who is Ar? It said, woe to Jerusalem, who is rebellious and defiled. Rebellion is an act of pollution. Rebellion forces defilement. He said, the tyrannical city, she heeded no voice. She accepted no instruction. She did not trust in the Lord. She did not draw near to her God. Her princesses within her are a roaring lion. Her judges are wolves at evening. They leave nothing for the morning. Beloved, what was meant to be profitable to have become destructive was operating like a devourer. Beloved, when we don't do this thing right, we make a child that was meant to be an additional of value, additional of good things to be in our life, to become instrumental of wealth, to become instrumental that the enemy uses, beloved, to rob us of dignity, to rob us of our pride, to rob us of our joy. Is that our prophets are reckless, treacherous men? Our priests have profaned the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law because they don't keep it. Is that the Lord is righteous within us? He will do no injustice. Every money he brings is justice to life. It does not fail, but the unjust knows no shame. They have become what the world today calls anxiety. Anxiety means that disconnect man from God, and they do what is not right. I want us to say what to our churches. Beloved, somebody needs to turn from the child of their neighbors this morning, and you have said, Lord, help my neighbor in church, help my brethren in church. Lord, deliver us from the damage that we are doing to our own children. For tomorrow's beloved trouble that we are causing, even today, because of our disposition towards God, because of our profanity in the sanctuary, because we have despised the place of honor, the only God. God said, those who honor me, I will honor. When you honor God and God honors you, beloved, what you have to know is that your children will honor you. I don't waste my time fighting against those who dishonor me, because if I honor God and you dishonor me, you are setting yourself up. He said, I will honor those who honor me. How do you know that you honor God? He said, I will honor those who honor me. God does not rob Peter to pay Paul. And said, those who despise me, I will treat with disdain. The God of heaven, he said, for those who honor me, I will honor. For anyone that treats me with disdain, that treats my word irrelevant, that makes my word not to matter, he said, I will deal with them in the same manner. He said, those who despise me, they will be lightly esteemed. He said, the days are coming when I will break your strength and the strength of your father's house, so that there will not be an old man in your house. What has he done, beloved? Eli secured trouble for his own children's future, trouble for the generation yet above, because he mismanaged and misdirected and do not stand as a guest man even over his own land. So he secured an end to his own generation. Beloved, what you see wife died. His two children died. The wife of one of them died. Beloved, the baby that was born, that they called Ichabod, we never hear anything about that child. If you have seen anything, talk about Ichabod, the glory has departed. He lost the glory. Every story of his life. We saw that that was the end. Beloved, it's only other children that Ichabod's mother had. Beloved, that we saw a state in 1 Samuel chapter number 14. And that was the only mention of Ichabod again in the Bible. Beloved, if we are raising a generation that we live on when we are no longer here, sometimes you have to close your eyes. Do you think I enjoyed when I was telling that girl, if you don't do God, it means that you belong to the devil. What you are doing it, you are Antichrist. And if you are Antichrist, you are against God. I say, you want me to beg you and say, oh, I'm sorry. I say, I'm not sorry at all. You are so ignorant. She might be on the phone this morning. She will hear what I say. I say, you are ignorantly wrong. From that moment, she becomes the one that is calling me. Beloved, I was the one that we called before, and nobody picked up my call. And give me stupid excuses for not picking up my call. What you pamper, it will add pain to the future. In any way, anything or anything has made us to pamper our children, to add pain to their life, whatsoever it is, that is the reason, whether they are the only child, whether they are your last, whether they are your first, whether it is because they were the best, whether they are the ones that walk in your own the most, whether they are the ones that are studious the most, but you pamper them to secure pain in their life. You pamper them enough not to make them to understand the place of the rod of your mouth, the place of the word of your authority, the place of the word of your instruction. I decree and declare by the covenant of the mercy of God, let every area of pampering that has added an evil problem into the life of our children, let that demonic reason be broken this morning. Let grace be released over the children's lives in the mighty name of Jesus, able to correct the wrong, Lord, to terminate the pain, to eliminate the trouble that they have secured, able to pampering in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Sophia Atuato, on the Gekekusote, in Sophia Atuato. Ella pio o tu gasiate, endegeke kusote. Ella pio o tu ate, endegeke kusoto. Uso pia ato dolo plus ate, endegeke libus ote. When there is division between the husband and the wife, and the kids are in between, and the kids are taking advantage, so they become people that usurp authority. They use the authorities in their life, even against each other. They use the authority of their parents. They use it against the authority of their pastor. And they make one to be conflict against another. In the way that the parental of authority, so also is the authority of the church, the authority of the leaders in the church, so also is the authority of the pastors in school. And I call them their teachers. So also is the governmental authority. I said, Lord, I break the authority of darkness over my children. I charge my kids today to become submissive to the authority of God continually in the mighty name of Jesus. In Sophi unto the Zazo, on the Gekuazo, on the Gekuzuzo, on the Gekia, and the Gekalibus Ode. I remember Pastor Ayo told me that in this country, one of the things that we have done in the schools is that rebellion has been instilled in the hearts of men, in the hearts of the kids. They are teaching them to be assertive, but they don't know how this assertiveness has to work under God. They are telling them you can speak for yourself. So even when the parents speak one thing, they speak 10 things. They always have an answer. I cannot stand it. Shut up. I'm not saying don't talk, but don't talk back at your parents. Don't talk back at the authority. There is a talking back. There is a talk that is in response to the word, but there is a talk that is reacting to authority, rebelling against instruction. It must not be found in any child in this commission. We only get kudat or make a kudat. It starts from the time that you speak when they were young and they speak back. When you beat them and they beat you back, and you think they don't know the difference. Who told you? I know everything that happened to me from the time I was 3. I got to the door of the nursery school at the age of 3. I can never forget on that day. So don't say that a 5-6-year-old does not know what they're doing. Beloved, you are saying, I cut off from my children at the act of rebellion. I command the authority of God's word to separate my kids from rebellious spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. It is the spirit of the devil. Therefore, you are saying, I declare my children's freedom from every spirit of the devil. Unsapia atu ato. On de ge ge libruzo ozo. Unsapia atu ato. On de ge kuzo ozo. Unsapia atu ato. On de ge ge kuzo ozo. Ozo zi atu ato. En de ge ge libruzo ozo. En de ge kuzo ozo. On de ge kuzo ozo. Uzapia atuazi, elapia otu gazazi, endegegege libris ozi, endegege libris ozi, isapia atuazi, elapia otu gazazi, endegege kuzozo, uzapia atuazi, elemeke tuzozo, uzoprundege kuzazi, deliver them on, ikamon, the glory as the present. So wherever it goes, there is no shine, there is no glory, there is no honor. They call it come on, because the ark of covenant of the Lord of Israel has been captured. Beloved, the only gets out because all the blood that were disobedient, rebellious men were wasted. Beloved, what has that guy did? What is it that made it to appear and disappear? And the story of his life was never told. Because rebellious people were the ones that gave back to him. Because they taught him, beloved, with absence and disconnectivity, beloved, with the presence of God and with the power of God. So he never knew it. So it didn't matter. He could not put his own finger upon the sand of the earth. He has nothing that was written on the earth because those who passed him, that thought what was meant to be good is, beloved, became what made glory to the Father. Beloved, what is it, the glory that has departed? It means that the presence of the Lord was not there. It means that what God had previously promised, and made a promise unto Eli, he said from today, because of what you have done, I said that your house will be the house of your father. It was Psalm chapter number 2, verse 30, shall walk before me forever. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me, that those who honor me, I will honor. It's only those that honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me will be lightly esteemed. or inability to correct his own children, and they add beloved pollution to their rebellion. It makes people to die young. That was not the original plan of God. And you and I must say to the Lord, I don't know whatsoever has been done by my parents or was done in my foundation that makes even good things to be treated without value, to that thought, even worthless things into the face of value, that makes life to be cautious, that makes people to fade away in the prime of their years. Oh God, my Father, arise. You have been rewriting our story by the covenant of your mercy. Rewrite that story today on my account, Lord. All who are shining for me, rewrite the story. 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 It's up to us. It said, whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. God is the one that does reward in the open what we do in the secret. And if our dreams is contrary to God, it means that in the open also we don't enjoy what we are meant to enjoy. And we are said to the Lord, oh God, my Father, help me. Oh God, my Father, support me. Oh God, my Father, stand up for me. Oh God, my Father, Lord, deliver me by the covenant of your mercy. Do not let the glory of my children be torn into shame. Do not let the star of my children, Lord, become dim. Do not let my glory become fastened to shame. Do not let the glory that you have placed upon my life expire. Do not let me lose your presence. Do not let my children, Lord, be denied of your presence. Do not let them be cut off from your presence. Beloved, there is so much of the presence of the Lord. It will cause the detail of your life, beloved, to be made visible. It will cause your light to shine out of obscurity. It will cause you to be ushered into the race of your destiny. Show you the starting point. Take you to the places that you must go to. It will cause good things to work in your life. Even you will not joy, because in the presence of the Lord there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Eli does not know joy over his children because God has called him up. Beloved, the word of the Lord became scarce in his days. You have said to the Lord, do not let your word be scarce in my day. Visit me by your mercy. Rewrite my story. That's what is needful. It's needful, beloved. It comes by divine inspiration and of God, and it becomes a profitable instrument, a useful tool, Lord, for rebuking, for correcting, for training and in righteousness. Everything that a parent must do with their kids, the word of God can provide it. Everything I must do as a pastor, even to the people that God has given me the authority and the permission and the grace and the privilege to live, is embedded in the divine inspired word of the living God. Why don't you say to the Lord, take me beyond the carnal level. Lord, divinely inspire me to take all of your word that is profitable for me in raising my children, profitable for me to raise my life, profitable for equipping me, profitable for making me sufficient, profitable, Lord, for making me, Lord, to locate what you have made available unto me. Profitable to guide my actions. Profitable to lead and direct me as I lead and direct those that you have put in my care. As I lead and direct those that you have connected to me in the mighty name of Jesus. El appear unto them to us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Why don't you now begin to speak? It said the sheep heareth the voice of their shepherd. And I explained to us that voice of the shepherd is authoritative. How do I know? Jesus said that he's the shepherd of the sheep. And the same Jesus, he said in the book of Matthew chapter number 28. So Jesus was not begging his disciples and said, please go and fetch water and put it in the pot. He spoke with authority. Many times everybody is amazed and wondering about the type of authority that he engaged. There are personalities when you are standing as a shepherd and you are leading them, what they think is that you are too much. They can even say, who bore you? They can even say, what school did you read? But I remember somebody I was talking with, somebody some months ago, may the Lord bless that man. I was telling me, was talking to me, and said, Helen, I said, I'm not Helen, I'm Pastor Helen. I have never in my life seen myself say to anybody in that way. And the man was very sorry. He said, sorry. But the lavender correction opened his heaven because you want me to be Helen to your boy. I will be Helen. If you call me Helen, that is what you will get. If you see me as a shepherd, then God will give me insight and force and help me to solve your problem. What looks completely impossible, God, turn it around. What looks completely broken apart, because it can take correction. Beloved, I remember when I gave that man, I said, go and read the scripture and come back to me. I said to him, after correcting him, I said, this and this is what the Lord told me about you. And I said, go and begin to read the Bible from the book of John. He came back, he said, when I read about John, it reminds me of you. He was a no-nonsense man. I said, in order for the rod of his mouth to correct, to lead, to instruct, to guide, and to bring people to a place of repentance, he cannot be a timid leader. God tell on me. He tell on me. Even according to his divine details, his imprint for my destiny. So when God brings you to a place, it doesn't mean that they were proud. Because a timid man can be proud. And so also, a proud man can be timid. Can look gentle. Look as if they can't speak, but the devil is on the inside. I look at the transformation. In a matter of weeks in that life, it fears me. What he thought was impossible, God made it possible. Why? Because it was not me that he honored. He honored God and said himself, oh, I don't believe in anybody saying that I am your father. Father don't go to a person and begin to announce it. It is children that call their parents father and call their mother. I can't see my neighbors and begin to say, you have to call me big mommy. I don't know where they got it from. I never announce it. But when it comes to spiritual authority, the way your disposition is towards your leader is what you get. Because you pull. Jesus knew he was a miracle worker. His mother talked to him on that singular occasion and went to him not like a child. She went to him like a problem solver, like a solution provider. He said, there is a problem here that you are capable of fixing. Even when he said his time is not yet, she did not say a word. Than only to introduce it to those who probably think it's another brethren. That's why we must pray for our family members and those that are close to you. If you see your family members lacking in what God is doing unto other people, you need to go and check it. what God is doing in your life to other people. Because your family member could have trivialized your grace. They could have stopped, they could have. If that is why husband and wife, they need to pray. Where husbands, beloved, are not able to take a word from their wives because they think that they were subordinate to them and they continue to suffer. They continue to suffer. Things were hard and tough. They became struggles because they could not follow what they were meant to have followed. They thought that the instruction is coming from the man next door. Answer was in their home and they despised it. I want us to pray for families this morning. And you have said to the Lord, Lord, let the answer come from our house. Give us divine insight to recognize the answer that you have given us, Lord. The answer, atuate.
In each of those buckets.
Beloved, That is what a disciplined disciple would do. Somebody that recognized authority. Somebody, beloved, that knows that God is the only one that will follow and was able to do. Beloved, how can you say I should come and bend down in a party? So what we are calling disciples is tough. These are people that were raised, but he said, in order for a disciple to walk in the same power and raise other blocks, they have to be able to walk according to order. So we need men to be raised in this commission. He said, I have all the authority. In heaven and on earth, the authority that makes my word to be of a command, of a one that gives guidance of what must happen. It said, go, therefore, and make disciples. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. Make disciples through your teaching. Raise men that will follow your precepts and your instruction. Raise people that will follow, beloved, the rod that you speak forth in your mouth. It's a raise them. It's not telling them, he spoke with them in authority. Say, I give you authority and power. He raised people that will instruct others with authority. Beloved, and beloved, their voices were not hateful voices. They were voices that were walking with authority and power, but yet men can lean on them. I want you to say, Lord, amplify your voice in my voice. Lord, let man hear you. Whenever I speak, let the authority of your word, Lord, release it. Divine instruction and divine guidance, Lord, that cannot be resisted, that cannot be disobeyed, that cannot be turned down. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Isapia Atuata, Atuate, Elebekotuzote, Eleprina Kuzote, Isapia Atugazato, Endokotuzia. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want you to now cover your entire household with the blood of Jesus. And you want to say, Lord, my children, the children in this commission, they are over to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, they are over to you. Lord, we are yours, Lord. Raise us, train us, equip us. Lord, teach us. Lord, guide us, lead us, do for us what a shepherd will do for his sheep. Lord, let the prevailers begin to model the Christ that we have seen, our instructor, model. The one who has called us, the one who has set us apart. Likopino Kozuzo Pentranagoza, Zeprenenosu Atua, Atuate, Endege Kuzoto, Leke Kuzoto, Endege Libris Ote, Sisia Pioto, Donglosuzia, Undo Leke Kuzoza Hati. Beloved, lastly this morning, Psalm number 23, the word of the Lord guarantees us that we are not permitted to suffer any lack of anything except because the Lord is our shepherd. It means I will not want for safety, I will not want for everything the shepherd is meant to be for the sheep. I will not want even for friendliness, for the protectiveness of God. I will not want for defensiveness of God. I will not lack everything that is good in terms of the direction and instruction. I will not lack anything that will bring me insight, even eyesight and foresight. I will not lack, even care. I will not lack, even provision. I will not lack, even everything that I needed. Why don't you say to the Lord, I will not lack wisdom. I will not lack divine governance. I will not lack divine instruction. Instruct me from today. Guide me from today. Lead me from today. Go before me from today. Stand up for me from today. Lord, and my household, Lord, lead me in the way that I should go, even concerning my life, concerning my race of destiny, Lord, so that I can lead my children accordingly. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Lord, we honor you this morning because you are our God, you are our guide. You are the God that doeth all things, and you make all things beautiful in your time. Thank you for the gifting that you have given to us in our children. Thank you for making us parental shepherds. Thank you for making us spiritual shepherds. Lord, that lead and direct our children, that knows our children by name. Lord, that our Lord live before them. Lord, as a good example, as Christ has lived before us, as a role model that we should follow. Thank you for making us an example of a believer in words and in deed. Thank you, my Father, for guiding our steps so that we can guide the steps of our children. Thank you for making our children to be retentive, even to instruction, and to receive the voice of the rod of the Word of God through our mouth. Thank you for instilling in them the spirit of obedience to do your will, O God. Father, thank you, Lord, for bringing them into safety. Thank you, O God, for settling and for establishing them. Thank you, O God, for defending our children. Thank you, O God, for the voice of parental authority, spiritual authority, will no longer be misunderstood, be misappropriated, but it will be reassuring. It will be voice of divine direction, the voice that does not abuse, but the voice that understands the details of the life of those that you have connected to us and those that you have caused us to raise. Lord, the voice that will usher men with divine insight, divine knowledge, divine understanding, divine wisdom, Lord, into the pathway of destiny that we usher in the direction of destiny without fail. In the mighty name of Jesus, therefore every program of the enemy to resist even any parent, even from their children, Lord, today I command those programs nullified. They shall no longer take place in the name of Jesus. Every stealer, every killer, and the destroyer of darkness that sponsors satanic destructive arrow against our children's mindset, against their body, against their bone, their marrow, against their lips, against their eyes, against their academic, even excellence, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command that arrow to backfire on its center. I enforce the deliverance of God for our children now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, for our sons and our daughters shall be taught of the Lord, for grace shall be their peace. Lord, any child that is going through any sickness now, from day 10 to 99 years old, I decree and declare, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we are the sons and the daughters of the living God, let the healing virtue of God, because healing is the children's bread, let the healing virtues of God penetrate into their life now. Let there be wholeness. Let there be healing. Let there be deliverance. Let there be rescue for every one of our children. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, therefore, my Father, I hand them over to you, because you are able to keep that which is committed into your hand, even against that day. Will you keep everyone in this commission by the word of your power, by your word that cannot be resisted and opposed, that cannot be stopped? Lord, keep them and guide us by your eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, stand us to defend the cause of our children. In the mighty name of Jesus, stand up, O God, for us among men. Stand up for us, Lord, wherever our name is mentioned for evil. Judge the crooked and the wicked, Lord, even and trouble the troublers of our Israel. in the name of Jesus. Therefore, today I separate the prevalence from every form of trouble. I separate the prevalence from every form. I separate the prevalence from every force of darkness in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare, let the hand of the Lord that is strong, let the hand of the Lord that does great and mighty things begin to work in the life of the prevalence now. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I cover us, our household, our children in school, on the home front, the children in the womb. I cover us this morning by the precious blood of Jesus. My Father, I lift up those who are taking exams or will be taking exams into your hand. Lord, I ask for the spirit of excellence, the spirit of success, even to permeate their lives. Lord, magnify their investment in time, in their studies. Lord, to deliver a successful result in the name of the Lord Jesus. De kususia tua, alengle kusotua. Endege ke kusoto, susia nombre nege kuaza. Therefore, let help locate our children from afar. Let the Lord, our God, release his blessing upon our children today and forevermore. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God, the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare our children are blessed. They cannot because in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we are prayed. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. 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 If God is for us, who can be against us? Therefore, I declare everything and anything that come against us or against our household, they will go down on our account in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, the Lord will cause his face to shine upon you, upon me, upon us, and the Lord will lift up his countenance over our lives, and it will give us peace. Therefore, the rod of the wicked shall not fall upon the land that is allotted unto the righteous, so that the righteous will not put their hand into iniquity. Therefore, I decree peace in the life of every prevailer today and forevermore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are prayed. Now unto you, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, my Father and my God, that honor his word, that give me the privilege, opportunity to serve you, my Father, as I serve your precious people. Unto you I give the glory, I give the honor. Thank you because I serve you. You are serving everything, everyone concerning my life, my family, and those that are connected to me, and those that you have entrusted into my hands. You are doing due diligence to protect, to preserve, to keep, to sustain, to help, to aid, to direct, to instruct, to guide, even by your eyes. Because your eyes watch so and fall over the earth, you will show yourself strong on my behalf, on behalf of those that have been connected to my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you for performing your word unto your servant and for executing your word that you have spoken unto me, your messenger. Therefore, thank you for doing over and above my expectation, my imagination, as you execute your word by divine speed and you perform them to perfection, that none of your word that has gone forth out of my mouth is returning back unto you void. They are accomplishing their purposes and prosper in the lives of those who have heard them and those that are connected to this commission. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. We worship you, our God, for we are praying in Jesus' name. Amen.